On the same day, the Passion of the Holy Martyr Ariadne. The Holy Martyr Ariadne, who suffered for Christ during the reign of the impious Hadrian, was the maidservant of one Tertullus, the mayor of the city of Primnisa in the land of Phrygia. Tertullus celebrated the occasion of the birth of his son by offering sacrifices and worshipping the demons in the temple of the idols, making merry with all the members of his household and with his friends and neighbors. However, Saint Ariadne remained at home, not wishing to enter the temple of the idols to celebrate with her lord. Her master became enraged, beating her mercilessly, and then had her suspended and scraped with iron claws. After this, he cast her into a dungeon and gave her no food, in the hope that hunger might cause her to renounce Christ and worship the lifeless idols. Later, he released her from the dungeon, and she departed from the city. Her master regretted having freed Ariadne, and together with his servants, he went in pursuit of her. Looking back, the maiden saw her pursuers. She took flight, and coming to a great rock, she prayed to God that he would deliver her from the hands of her enemies. At once, by God's command, the rock split in two, and the saint entered into it. Then the rock joined itself together again. An angel of the Lord, who had appeared by the rock, caused this miracle. Saint Ariadne's pursuers were terror-stricken at this marvelous sight and fell upon each other with their spears, wounding one another fatally. Thus the Lord delivered his handmaiden from her enemies, like a bird from the nets of hunters. Through her prayers may the Lord save us from our enemies and deem us worthy, together with Saint Ariadne, to exult in heavenly joy. On this same day we commemorate the holy martyrs Sophia and Irene, and the holy martyr Castor.